It's Lissa and I'm talking to Robbie Carnegie, the marketing manager of Buxton Literary Festival. Well, Robbie, we're changing your hats. We've been speaking to you over the past couple of weeks about your role starring and directing at Buxton Drama League, but you're also heavily involved in the Literary Festival in Buxton. First of all, just remind us of the dates, so we can put that in our diaries.
Okay, so the Buxton Festival goes from the 7th to the 23rd of July. And as many of you will know, it's been going for many years now, and it has three main slants to it. So it's opera, music and books, and this is very much the book side, obviously, we're talking about today.
And I mean, the reputation is just growing immeasurably all of the time, isn't it? The Sunday Times recently recommended the festival. It's just become huge, hasn't it?
Absolutely. It's been very gratifying to find exactly how many people, how much recognition we're starting to get now. We're now actually slightly changed our title. We're now Buxton International Festival, and that's very much in recognition of the scope of recognition that we're getting around the world nowadays.
And so just give us a few previews of who's going to be on the bill.
OK, so at this year's the Buxton Festival with the books side of things, we have the Reverend Richard Coles, who people will know used to be in the Communards way back in the day, now is a vicar and a TV presenter and a radio presenter. He's talking about the sort of the life of a sort of country vicar and his world around that. I'm sure we'll be also talking about his sort of colourful past that brought him to this point. We've got Patricia Routledge, the actress. She's doing an In Conversation about her musical theatre career, which I think is a part of her life that people aren't so clear about. They know about the sort of Hyacinth Bouquet stuff, but this is a sort of very much particularly on that side of her life. We've got Lucy Worsley, the historian. She was at the festival last year, sold out the Opera House. She's back again this time doing a show talking about the 200th anniversary of Jane Austen. So she's very much covering that.
And it's really important to book your tickets early, isn't it? Because you're already getting speakers sell out, aren't you?
Yeah, we've got Jeremy Paxman talking. He has now completely sold out. So actually the Lucy Worsley one is doing extremely well, and that's in the Opera House with a 900 seat venue. So definitely I would urge people to book early if they can.
And we're in a general election period at the moment. It seems like politics is never off the news at the moment. You've got various politicians and you're being completely neutral, you're across the board. Tell us who you've got coming.
Well, absolutely. I mean, I must hasten to say these people were booked long before there was a general election. So
yeah, it's not a snap Buxton Literary Festival.
So these are but politics and history particularly have always been a very strong part of what we do. So we've got a whole range of different people, and as you say, we sort of cover all the political bases. So we've got Nick Clegg, we've got Chris Patten, we've got Alan Johnson. So the three main parties, we've got people there, and also from all different shades of political opinion around that as well.
Wonderful. Well, can you just remind us of the dates and how people can book tickets?
Okay, so it's from the 7th to the 23rd of July. Tickets are on sale now. If you go to the Buxton Festival website, which is buxtonfestival.co.uk, you'll be able to find the listings of all the events. There's about 40 or 50 events, so there's plenty of stuff for people to browse through there. And you can book either through that website, or you can go to the Opera House at Buxton and book from them.
Can I just ask, do you actually get time to go and see anybody talk, or are you just too busy organising?
Well, it's sometimes a bit of both, really. I luckily do get to see some of them talk, and also I often get to introduce them as well on the day, so which means I obviously have to be in the room for those ones. And it's always really interesting to hear the stories they have to tell. And I think it's one of those things that sometimes even people that you might go, what are they going to talk about? Often there's some really fascinating stuff that comes out of these talks, and it's well worth sometimes just dipping in and just giving something a try.
Yeah, I went to see Vince Cable and Peter Hennessy last time, and they were both absolutely fascinating. Well, thank you very much for taking the time to come in and talk to us, and the best of luck with it.
Thank you.